Hi everyone, my name is Jason Tang. I'm a program manager with Microsoft Azure Storage team. Today, I'm super excited to have this opportunity to demonstrate how Linux users can work with Azure File Storage. Azure File Storage offers fully managed file shares in the cloud. There are multiple options available for Linux users to manage Azure File Shares. They can either mount the file share from their Linux client through SMB protocol, or they can use in Azure Portal, Azure CLI, as well as Azure Client Libraries or REST API to access Azure file shares. In today's demo, I'd like to show you how I can create a file share from Azure Portal and then mount the same file share from three different Linux clients. Now, let's switch to the demo. First, let's go to Azure Portal. Let me create a new file share and call it demo file share within 100 gigabyte size. Okay. Now, first, let me switch to my Ubuntu box. This is a Ubuntu Server 15.04 client I created in the same Azure region with the file shares. So first, let me just try to install latest Samba client as well as the latest SIFS module. And then next is, let me see if I already have the mount point. I create a drive folder early, so I will use it as the mount point. And then this is the mount command I specify using SIFS module, specify the file share path, mount point, version, as well as my storage account name and storage account key. Let's see if it mounted successfully. Okay, I can see I mounted file share 100 gigabyte I specify from portal successfully. So let's create a new file under this file share. Let's call it log.txt. And then let me add one line here. So this is the file I will try to access and edit from my other Linux client later. So this is from my Ubuntu client. Now let me switch to my CentOS. This is my CentOS 7.1 client, which I created early in the same region as the file share as well. I will use this command to download the latest SIFS module and the SAMP client. And then let's see if I have the mount point created. Not yet. So I will go ahead to create the mount point and then use the same command. Okay, so I mounted the same file share successfully. Let me try to open the file under this file share. Okay, I can see the edit. Let me just go ahead and edit one more line. Hello from CentOS. Looks great. Now let me switch to my third Linux client, which is my OpenSUSE. This is OpenSUSE 13.2 client I created early, which is sitting in the same region as the file share as well. So this is the command I can use to install the Samba client and SIFS module. Let me just skip this one. Let me see. Okay, let me create a mount point. Okay, mount. Great, I mounted the same file share, 100 gig. Let's see if the file, I can still edit the file in the file share. Okay, let me edit one more line here, as you can imagine. Okay, I edited this line successfully from my OpenSUSE client. Now let me go back to the portal. I can click the file share from portal. I can see I do have this file created. Let's download this file. I can see all the edits. So this proves Linux user can actually use in different Linux distributions. We recommend it to mount the file share and use the file share from their Linux client. For more information, please go to microsoftazure.com for the documentation on how you can leverage Azure File Storage. Thanks for watching.